Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Asosiasi Kesehatan Masyarakat Australia atau PHAA telah mengumumkan bahwa mereka akan mendirikan Suara Masyarakat Aborigin dan Pulau Selat Torres untuk membantu mengarahkan pekerjaan mereka setelah voting hampir bulat oleh anggotanya. Hampir 2 tahun setelah referendum yang gagal menentang pembentukan suara masyarakat penduduk pertama di Parlemen LSM seperti PHAA, dan pemerintah negara bagian telah memilih untuk mengikuti keinginan mayoritas komunitas indigenous di Australia yang memilih untuk representasi khusus ini. Sebuah lembaga kesehatan masyarakat terkemuka mengumumkan bahwa akan membentuk suara masyarakat Aborigin dan Pulau Torres Selat untuk membantu mengarahkan upaya mereka dalam hasil menutup kesenjangan antara hasil kesehatan masyarakat, adat dan juga non-adat. PHAA, organisasi nirlaba utama di bidang kesehatan masyarakat di negara tersebut, memutuskan untuk mengambil langkah ini setelah voting hampir bulat oleh anggotanya. Dr. Summer Mai Finlay, seorang wanita Yorta-Yorta, Associate Professor di Universitas Wollongong dan juga menjabat sebagai Wakil Presiden Aboriginal dan juga Selat Pulau Torres di PHAA.
What this means going forward is that we're going to have an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander collective front and centre on all things that impact our mob, which is really, really exciting. So many Aboriginal people do public health, and we want to make sure that we're hearing from the diverse range of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from around the country. And my responsibility now is to essentially set it up, so create the collective and start doing the work that needs to be done for our mob.
Keputusan ini diambil hampir 2 tahun setelah referendum yang gagal melihat usulan untuk memberikan suara bagi masyarakat adat di parlemen ditolak oleh pemilih Australia. Sejak itu, sejumlah pemerintah negara bagian dan organisasi non-pemerintah, NGO, seperti Asosiasi Kesehatan Masyarakat telah memilih untuk mengikuti keinginan mayoritas komunitas adat di Australia yang pada saat itu memilih untuk mewakili perwakilan khusus di parlemen.
It was actually the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander members that really drove this particular agenda with the support of the CEO and the team and the board. So it wasn't the PHAA thought that there was not enough. It's just best practice and good practice to do this. After the failed referendum, we really wanted to make sure that we were honouring the model that the vast majority of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people supported. And I think the Public Health Association has done this.
Data terbaru dari Komisi Produktivitas Pemerintah menunjukkan bahwa hanya 4 dari 19 target penutupan kesenjangan yang berada di jalur yang tepat untuk tercapai. Namun, target-target utama termasuk bunuh diri dan perkembangan anak terus memburuk, dengan Associate Professor Finlay mengatakan bahwa kesehatan mental dapat menjadi gambaran yang sangat kompleks.
So we've seen that the closing the gap target has gone backwards. So this is mental health, but also social emotional well-being. Suicides are really a symptom of broader systemic issues that relate to education, housing, employment, all of those kind of things. The other issue I think that's really important is we know that mob actually go to the doctor later or present at hospital when they're quite sick. And part of that is because they don't feel safe in the healthcare system. I am a patient at times, and I've experienced, as someone with the high levels of education, not great care because I'm Aboriginal, and I've been able to advocate for myself, but I know a lot of mob don't have that. So what we really need is health professionals to step up and lift their game.
Jasara Egan, seorang perempuan muti-muti Gunditjmara dan kepala operasional untuk praktik budaya dan keterlibatan masyarakat adat di Headspace, ia menyetujui bahwa organisasi lainnya juga harus dapat menyediakan ruang aman bagi pemuda Aborigin dan juga Pulau Selat Torres untuk berbagi perjuangan dan kecemasan mereka.
Through the Victorian Royal Commission into Mental Health Inquiry, we saw our people weren't seeking help until the very acute and sometimes in an involuntary capacity, which inevitably causes more harm and more trauma to our people. So we need to get it right before it gets to that point. If First Nations young people take that brave step to go and seek help, we want to make sure they're always landing in a culturally safe and responsive setting. Change isn't going to come overnight, but I really think the work we're doing around implementing First Nations targeted services, building First Nations targeted resources to get to our young people is so important.
Egan mengatakan bahwa penting untuk memiliki fleksibilitas dan cara-cara untuk menyesuaikan setiap layanan dengan kebutuhan komunitas yang berbeda-beda.
So at Headspace, we really need to meet young people where they're at. You know, some young people feel really okay with coming into the centre and prefer to be seen in centre. And then other communities and young people in those communities really benefit from service providers. So whether it be, you know, peer workers, mental health clinicians, SUB workers, you know, going out to them and meeting them, you know, it overcomes some of those tangible barriers. And also it allows us to meet young people in an environment that feels safe and comfortable for them.
Laporan terbaru Komisi Produktivitas menemukan bahwa organisasi yang dikendalikan oleh komunitas indigenous merupakan kunci utama untuk kemajuan dalam menutup kesenjangan dan merekomendasikan agar pemerintah mendengarkan suara masyarakat penduduk pertama serta berbagi wewenang pengambilan keputusan untuk menciptakan perubahan positif. Julie Tong, seorang wanita wira juri yang telah menjabat sebagai Direktur Eksekutif Winunga Winimitijah Aboriginal Health dan juga Community Services di Canberra sejak tahun 1998. Ia pun menjelaskan apa yang membedakan organisasinya dari kelompok kesehatan non-Indigenous.
It's because we do holistic healthcare in the true sense of the word, where it's not just about doctors and nurses and Aboriginal health workers. It's much broader than that, where we have a social health team that consists of Aboriginal staff that do drug and alcohol counselling, social emotional wellbeing, road to recovery, justice reinvestment. It's about the social, emotional, spiritual, physical and cultural wellbeing of our clients.
Ia mengatakan bahwa pekerjaan organisasi yang dikendalikan oleh masyarakat seperti Winunga sangatlah penting. Tetapi harapan untuk mencapai kemajuan dalam target penutupan kesenjangan secara mandiri tidaklah realistis.
Pretty much anything can come through our doors, you know, people with addiction, people with mental health issues, trauma, all of those things, you know, that impact on people's physical well-being. And we provide the wraparound services with, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists and other allied health professionals, but we're so under-resourced and there's an expectation that we can do everything, but we can't do everything. Something's got to change, you know, like we shouldn't always be expected to do the heavy lifting. There's other services out there that get money to do what we do and they need to lift their act.
Asisten dosen Summer Finlay mengatakan bahwa keputusan PHAA untuk mendirikan suara penduduk pertama seharusnya menjadi contoh bagi LSM non-indigenous lainnya tentang cara mendengarkan dan belajar agar sektor ini pada akhirnya dapat melayani komunitas penduduk pertama di seluruh negeri dengan lebih baik lagi.
I would really just like to raise the bar a little bit and call on other non-Indigenous organisations to really think about doing something similar. The Public Health Association is the first organisation that I'm aware of to embed something like this in its constitution. And really, I think non-Indigenous organisations out there should starting to think about doing the same.
Artikel ini disusun oleh Sam Dover untuk SBS News, dibawakan oleh Rachel Priscilla untuk SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.